I'm not sure if this is really going to be a Cohen Lone Wolf Saint recording, but we'll act like it is when it happens. It's Jason Nemiro, and you're listening to Cohen. Oh, I'm always stumble on this. It's so much easier to say Cohen Monk Mormon. Cohen Lone Wolf Saint. I may have to change that because I'm having some fun trying to redefine myself. I've bought a quarter acre in Fritch. Now, I've only seen it in the dark right now. It's winter time. We're getting closer and closer to the winter solstice, so there's not a lot of light available. But I will be going out there and getting there about 5 Texas time, which is 4 New Mexico time, just in case. I'm constantly struggling with the conversions back and forth between this. So, but what I've seen is there are huge weeds. And I don't mean like, oh my gosh, they come up to my knee. No, they go up over my head. And I'm like a 6'2", 6'3", sort of fella. So it's like, oh my gosh, these things are huge. And I was up late last night just pondering this and going, what on earth am I going to do? There are all kinds of rules around weeds and such. I can't believe I've bought land in an HOA, but I really didn't have much of a choice. Anyway, so I'm pondering how to do that. I'm going to go ahead and let my apartment go. And I may be committing myself to a lot of extra work in just trying to clear a spot for the boat and the car right now. The whole idea is that ultimately, my dad kind of came up with the idea to give me his RV. I didn't come up with this. This wasn't my thing exactly. So it, and you're going, Nemiro, you sure aren't leaving a lot of things to chance. And you go, you know what? I do this a lot. And I've always been pretty lucky. To be honest, I've always relied on the Lord to kind of watch over me. And he always has. So I've grown to rely on it. I hope he doesn't get to the point where it's like, you know what, you should do your own thing here, Nemiro. You know, quit relying on me so much. Now, there's no scriptural evidence that that's true. I think that is a mortal kind of pick yourself up by your bootstraps sort of. Oh, golly, I apologize. Attitude about things. There's some water. Golly. Struggling. I remember when I proposed to Lisa, we didn't really know each other very well at all. You know, now we kind of knew each other. We'd never been on but maybe 2 dates total. And I was praying about doing a long-term relationship, you know, going to get to know each other better, which wasn't really going to, probably wasn't going to happen. at least very well. You know, you always go into things as if, I don't know how to say it. I guess that you hear stories and you go, well, we could do that. And they go, well, that doesn't work very well. And you go, well, it'll work okay for me because I'm different or I'm special or I'm something. And it's like, well, no. But if God tells you to do something, it becomes this big test. Are you going to do it? And I did. A voice came to me, and it really had to because, I was young, stupid, still am, I probably wouldn't have come up with this idea on my own in the right amount of time. Lisa would have gone off and would have done something else. She had other prospects. And she chose, it said in her patriarchal blessing, she would get to choose who she married. And boy, did she. She was going on a trip. She was seeing, I think, three guys. Me, one of them. And I'm glad I proposed to her because she said yes. In a funny way that she has, because she always wants to kind of be funny. Which is interesting. Over the years, I don't think she tries to be funny so much anymore, or cute, or whatever else. She's just Lisa, and it's okay with me because I really like Lisa. Besides loving her, which is something that I kind of see that as different than liking, you know. Love is a lot of service and stuff like that, but you can love somebody who isn't very reciprocal. And who does a good job of that? I don't know if I do a good job of it. But I really like Lisa. I just like being around her. She's my favorite person in the world. She's my best friend, which for somebody like me, being a friend is bizarre. We aren't very, what's a good word for it? We aren't very demonstrative. I have to go out of my way to demonstrate. That's more love, but I just like being around her. It isn't a grudge for me. No, not grudge. It isn't a trial for me. You know, it's like, well, we're married. I love, you know, I say I love her, so I'm going to do all this work, and I hate doing it, but because I don't hate doing it. You know, I think that's like, just like being with people. You want to go out to dinner with them. You know, you want to spend time with them. I don't know if it's the same way for Lisa. I have no idea. We talk about it sometimes, and usually it gets dropped pretty quickly because I don't know. Anyway, but I like being around Lisa. And, anyway. So, Lisa's really wonderful. $3,000 to buy another piece of property. We still got the crash site out by Veradero that I used when I worked in Socorro and when I worked in Albuquerque. Worked out okay. It was an hour commute, which is huge. Can't say much the commute I have now. I'm going from like 20 minutes up to 30. I don't know. Anyway, so I hope that the light of day makes things a little more a little more encouraging. Our biggest concern, Lisa expressed it too, was that there was going to be somebody living on my land that wouldn't get off and thought it was theirs and stuff like that. You really just have to trust that that's not going to happen. So that's kind of what we go for. It's what I hope for, anyway. And, you know, I'm going to pull over in this rest area. That's not a bad place to be. Although it's usually full of trucks. It's a parking area more than anything else. I can see the building that I'm working at, well, that I work at right now. It's all lit up. I'm behind somebody that for some strange reason is doing 60 miles an hour on a 75 road. And Texans are serious about their 75 roads. You better do 90 on them. At least in this part of Texas, I don't get it myself. But dang it. I'm not going to have this opportunity very readily. This is Highway 60, so there's no rest area here. Ah! Anyway, so I might get into work a little early. What difference does it make, really? Place to sit. A warm place. It's got water. The vending machines ripped me off. Golly, what else? So, yeah. Most of my evenings are probably going to be spent weeding as I get this place ready for my parking there and sleeping in the boat and eventually getting some kind of an RV. My dad really wants me to get the RV. So if push comes to shove in the spring, I will drive out there with Lee. I guess we can spend a couple of days or something like that saying hi and driving it back, although I don't have a lot of spare time. I don't have a lot of leave, that's for sure yet, but, you know, I'm getting a little leave here and there. Anyway, I'm at my place. I'm supposed to turn this off, so I better let this go. This is Jason Demereau. You've been listening to Cohen Lone Wolf Saint. Let me leave you with the priestly blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance to you, toward you, and the Lord give you peace.